Frog Lake. Nearly 1 year after a serious incident unfolded in Frog Lake, police have now arrested a 35-year-old man and charged him with 27 offenses. On December 13, 2021, Bonneville RCMP responded to a break and enter in progress where a homeowner interrupted suspects who pointed a gun at him. As a result of a continued investigation, on December 15, 2022, Bonneville RCMP, with help from Airdrie RCMP, arrested Peter Edward Trottier, a resident of Frog Lake. Trottier has been charged with 27 offenses including weapons offenses, kidnapping with a firearm, assault with a weapon, driving offenses, breaking and entering, and possession of property obtained by crime. Trottier is scheduled to appear in court on January 17 in Bonneville for election and plea. Background. On December 13, 2021, at approximately 11:51 a.m., Bonneville RCMP responded to a break and enter in progress. The suspects fled the scene in a vehicle that was later located by police. Police attempted to stop the suspect vehicle. However, it failed to stop for police, according to police, in a December 2021 media release. A tire deflation device was successfully deployed near Frog Lake Cree Nation, which resulted in the suspects abandoning the vehicle, a car, and fleeing into a nearby field. Efforts to contain the suspects and locate them were undertaken with additional resources being deployed. Significant police resources such as Bonneville, Kitscati, Elk Point and Cold Lake detachments, St. Paul RCMP Traffic Services, the Alberta RCMP Emergency Response Team, Alberta RCMP Explosive Disposal Unit, for unmanned aerial vehicle reconnaissance, St. Paul and Cold Lake RCMP Police Dog Services, Alberta RCMP Graphic Services and Saskatchewan RCMP officers from Onion Lake, Sask, were called to help out as the incident unfolded. The school in Frog Lake was put in a hold and secure state with RCMP resources supervising the evacuation and loading of buses as students and staff that day. A 25-year-old female was arrested in relation to the incident, in December of 2021.